This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling a really critical topic for businesses looking to grow. How to manage your marketing budget strategically. We're going to pick a framework that's, well, pretty specifically tailored for companies in that sort of $5 to $10 million revenue range. You know, it's a common story we hear. Service-based businesses, they get to this size and they just kind of hit a wall.
Yeah.
Maybe referrals, the ones they always relied on, are slowing down. Or perhaps they've launched new services that just aren't getting traction.
Uh-huh. And the online competition feels like it's heating up constantly.
Exactly. And the big mistake isn't always about needing to spend more money on marketing. Sometimes it is, but often it's about spending, you know, smarter, getting more from what you already spend.
That's a great way to put it, like trying to fill a leaky bucket.
Right. Right.
You can pour more water in.
It just runs out if you don't fix the holes first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precisely. And the insights we're digging into today are largely from a really good piece by Joe Medico over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's called Marketing Budget Framework for 5, 10 MM Companies Explained. And it really frames marketing not as a cost center, but as a, well, a growth engine.
And that's exactly our mission here today. We want to walk you through this strategic framework, help you figure out how to right-size that budget, point the dollars where they'll actually drive growth, and move away from, you know, guesswork.
Towards a predictable lead generation engine. That's the goal.
Okay, let's dig in. So let's start with that common challenge. Companies in that 5 to 10 million range, it's a really specific point, isn't it?
It really is. As the article lays out, you see those referral streams maybe drying up a bit.
Yeah. Hmm.
New services aren't getting the visibility you expected. And online, yeah, competitors seem to be everywhere, maybe gaining ground.
It feels like things are just sputtering.
Absolutely. And the core problem, as Joe Medico points out, it's often about misalignment. Leaders might be, say, overinvesting in channels that feel right, but don't deliver consistent results.
Or the flip side.
The flip side is underinvesting in the scalable stuff like Google Ads or SEO done properly. It's really a strategy issue, not just a budget number issue.
That's such a key distinction. The article gives this really stark example. Imagine you're spending, say, $15,000 a month.
Okay.
Which is serious money for many businesses at this stage. But you're still not getting a predictable flow of leads.
Right. It's inconsistent.
Exactly. So the answer isn't necessarily find another $5,000. It's how do we make this $15,000 work harder? Spending with more precision.
Once you buy into that idea, that precision spending, then you naturally ask, okay, how much should we actually allocate?
Hmm.
The framework suggests, as a benchmark, dedicating about 7 to 10% of your gross revenue specifically to marketing.
Right. That's the guideline.
It's not pulled out of thin air. It's what you often see in companies successfully growing through this stage. It's kind of a sweet spot, balancing growth ambition with, you know, financial sense.
So let's put numbers on that for you listening. If you're running a $5 million company, 7 to 10% is $350,000, $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at $10 million, that's $700,000 up to a full $1 million annually on marketing.
It's a serious commitment. And it underlines just how much investment is needed to really move the needle at this scale.
Definitely.
But, and this is crucial, the article really hammers this home. Knowing how much is step one. Knowing where to put that money, that's where the real impact comes from.
Okay, so that brings us nicely to the strategic breakdown. Where do those dollars actually go for the best results? The framework suggests the biggest chunk, like 40 to 50%, needs to go directly into lead generation.
Right, the immediate stuff.
Yeah, think Google Ads, LinkedIn Ads, maybe some targeted SEO focused on quicker wins. Stuff to get leads in the door now.
Makes total sense. You've got to feed the sales team, fill that funnel consistently. That's the priority.
Then the next big piece, about 20 to 30%, is for website conversion rate optimization, CRO, and user experience, UX.
Okay, let's unpack that a little. CRO is about getting more visitors to actually do something, right? Fill out a form, call, whatever.
Exactly. And UX is making sure the site is easy and, well, pleasant to use.
And the article is really strong on this.
Yeah.
Your website has to convert. It can't just be a pretty brochure. It needs to be a machine turning visitors into potential customers.
That's often the leaky bucket, isn't it? You spend all this money driving traffic.
And then the website experience is confusing or broken, and they just leave. Wasted spend.
Okay, so after lead gen and website optimization, what's next?
Content marketing. This gets about 10 to 15% of the budget.
So blogs, landing pages.
Yeah, in-depth articles, maybe some thought leadership pieces. It plays a dual role, really. It attracts people looking for answers.
And it helps nurture them once they're in your funnel. Builds trust, authority.
Exactly. And finally, the last piece, also critical, gets 10 to 15%. That's analytics and attribution.
Ah, the tracking. Making sure you know what's actually working.
You absolutely have to. Tracking every dollar, every lead source, connecting the spend to the actual result.
Data-driven decisions, not just gut feel.
Without it, you're basically flying blind, which unfortunately is where a lot of companies find themselves.
Yeah, that really leads into this idea of layering the strategy, balancing those quick wins with the longer-term stuff. Because let's face it, most leaders want results fast, right?
Understandably, yeah. Oh. Which often pushes them towards pay-per-click, PPC, like Google Ads first.
Seems like the quickest path to leads. And sometimes it is.
It can be. But, and this is a big but in the article, relying only on PPC without the other elements in place, that can just bleed cash.
Explain that a bit more. Bleed cash how?
Well, imagine you're getting clicks from your ads. Great. But if your website isn't optimized to convert them, like we just talked about, or if you have no SEO foundation supporting it, those expensive clicks just evaporate. They don't turn into actual leads or sales. It's inefficient spending.
Okay, so you need the whole system working together.
Precisely. Which is why the framework suggests this layered approach, this timeline.
Right. Talk us through that timeline.
So months 1 to 3, the focus is on auditing what you've got, fixing basic tracking problems. You'd be surprised how often that's broken.
Oh, I believe it.
And launching some initial PPC campaigns to get some leads flowing quickly, get some momentum.
Okay, that makes sense. Quick wins first, then what?
Then, months 4 to 6, you really dig into optimizing the website UX, making it smoother, clearer.
Yeah.
And building out dedicated, high-converting landing pages for your campaigns.
So plugging those leaks in the bucket we mentioned?
Exactly. Making sure the traffic you are getting has the best possible chance to convert.
And the final phase.
Months 6 to 12, that's when you really ramp up the SEO content strategy. Building out valuable content, working on improving organic rankings.
Growing those organic leads, which are often, you know, really high quality in the long run.
Incredibly valuable. So this timeline, it builds both things. Short-term gains from PPC to keep things moving, and that long-term sustainable marketing equity through SEO and a great website.
It's about building a robust system, not just chasing shiny objects.
Absolutely. A predictable engine for growth.
And knowing these stages, the structure, it helps you sidestep those common budget traps that the article calls out.
Yeah, there are some classic mistakes.
Like running Google Ads, but having no idea which clicks are actually turning into leads because conversion tracking isn't set up right.
Huge mistake. You're spending money, but learning almost nothing about what works.
Or another one, outsourcing SEO. Paying an agency, but having no clear KPIs, no way to attribute leads back to their efforts.
Right. You get these vague reports about rankings, maybe, but you can't connect it to actual business results, to leads.
And the big one we keep coming back to, just flat out ignoring whether your website actually persuades visitors to take the next step.
You can have the best traffic generation in the world, but if the destination, the website, fails,
it's all for nothing. Money down the drain.
And that's where this kind of framework is so valuable. It forces you to address all the pieces.
Yeah.
Every dollar has a job. Every tactic has a measurable goal.
It takes the guesswork out.
It really does. It shifts marketing from a cost you just hope works to a strategic investment with expected returns. So if we, you know, zoom out for a second, look at the big picture.
Oh.
This deep dive really shows that for companies in this 5-10 Emma stage, effective marketing isn't about just doing more.
Right.
It's about doing what works based on data and systematically cutting out what doesn't. This kind of budget framework helps build that predictable engine that scales with the business.
Yeah, you can definitely move past those frustrating, vague reports and that feeling of wasted ad spend if you adopt a systematic approach like this. It really is about investing in growth, predictable growth, not just throwing money at marketing and hoping. So thinking about all this and how many businesses really do struggle with getting a consistent flow of leads, what do you think is the single biggest mindset shift needed to go from just spending on marketing to truly investing in a scalable, predictable growth engine? What's the one thing from this framework that really stands out to you that maybe someone listening could apply, maybe even starting today?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.